More than 20 participants in the meeting. This meeting is being recorded. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6. You have been added to the waiting room. You cannot talk or listen until the host admits you to the meeting. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
There you go.
Okay. Good afternoon. Equated notice of this meeting has been provided and required under Chapter 231 PL 1975. Specific the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin board. Municipal website providing a copy of to the official newspaper of the township and by filing a copy in the office of township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk which will be entered in the minutes. The township continue to use telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment center. In order to make sure clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are here in the organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please press star 9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute member of the public individually if they have their hands raised. If it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is that time you should begin to ask any question you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again and the council or admission will respect as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during the normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to the 48 hours period to the meeting. To be read by township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting, said comments will be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during the health emergency.
Hi, Council President. This is Raj Gumin, the Township Attorney. I just wanted to add to the statement. In regard to maintaining decorum, the council has expressed the policy to enforce the policy where if an individual violates the decorum requests or speaks out of turn, we'll provide one warning. If the individual continues to violate the decorum rules, we shall be terminating them from the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj. Ms. Cedar, please roll call, please.
Councilman Bullard. Councilman Bullard. Jim Bullard, can you let me know that you're here, please? Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Khan?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Shaw?
I'm here.
Mayor Brian Waller.
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey.
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer.
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you. Flag for salute, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
Thank you. Okay. Item number 5. Comments from administration and council regarding for adjournment of any matter of this agenda. Do you have any comments or questions? Like none? Okay. Number 6, open to the public.
For the host will be informed that you would like to speak.
At this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address to know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council and administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. Okay. This public portion for item number 8, consent agenda resolution only.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Brian Rack. I live on 1247 Brookside Road. I just had a question. I see the master energy sales for Township of Piscataway street lighting. Is that going to be 100% green energy?
This is Tim. No, for this year, we increased it from 25% green to 50% green, and this is for a 2-year contract.
Okay. The only other thing I had is I'm looking at the meeting notice that was posted to the website, and I don't see the time it was posted there. Is that required under the Open Public Meetings Act?
Mr. Rack, say that again. This is Raj Gumi, the attorney.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the meeting notice that was posted to the Piscataway website, and it only lists the date. It doesn't list the time.
The time of that the meeting notes? Oh,
the time of
the time of the meeting.
Yeah.
It should be there at the bottom of.
I'm not seeing it. I only see the date listed there, as well as the call-in number.
Are you talking about the one that in regard to where all the meeting dates are listed?
No, I'm looking at the agenda for today's specific meeting that has the call-in information on it.
Oh, today's agenda.
Yeah, I don't see it on the general list either.
I don't see it on the agenda, but it's on the meeting notice that's on the website.
Okay.
And that provides that all meetings are at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, thanks.
You are muted.
Thank you, Raj. Okay. For the item number 8, consent agenda, if anybody in public have any question or comment, please raise your hand. Look like none. Okay. Consider item number 8A, resolution authorizing refund for refund. Number 7, ordinance second reading, amendment, chapter 21, zoning open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar, please.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 21 zoning, was introduced on the 12th day of January 2021 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 16th day of January 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on February 9th, 2021, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2021-05.
Okay. From public, anybody with, if you want to speak at this time, press 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question. Caller number 3801, last 4 digit. Please state your name and address, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I have some comments regarding item 7.
Can you say your name and address, please?
Yes. My name is Alexander Malloy, and I live at 311 Roosevelt Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you.
My comments pertain to a change in the zoning of a parcel of land from R10 residential code to R7.5 residential code. The specific parcel of land is listed on page 3 of the ordinance.
Excuse me.
Yes.
This is for item number 7, ordinance second
yes.
reading only.
Yes, it's item
okay.
number 7. Now, the item I'm referring to is on page 3 of the ordinance, and it is identified as block 10514, lots 1505, lots 1508, lot 30.08, and lot 4101. That parcel of land is adjacent to my property and is included in a subdivision application that has been filed with the Planning and Zoning Board requesting various variances. Since the land is in a R10 residential code area, the owner is requesting a variance to build 4 single-family houses on the lot on lot sizes 75 by 100. Instead of the required 100 by 100 size lot. I am addressing the council to file a verbal petition requesting that the stated parcel of land be removed from the subject ordinance for the following reasons. First, I believe that it would be in the best interest of our community that the that properties in this area remain under the R10 residential code to help stabilize and prevent further housing density. In short, less houses here, less automobiles would be a plus in this area where there are two schools located. A reduction in the residential code in this area could have a negative effect on home prices in the area. And third, but most importantly, the subject lots are part of 2.5 acres of land. Therefore, the owner has more than enough land to build the proposed 4 houses on 100-by-100 lots as required by the R10 residential code. With that said, it is our position that there is no need for a rezoning of the residential code where those lots are located. I thank you for listening, and I request that you consider my request to remove those lots from the subject ordinance before the ordinance is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
The host will be informed that you would like to speak.
Yes, Mr. Andrew Morris. Say your name and address, please. Hello. Yes, state your name and address, please.
Good evening. My name is Denia Duran, residing at 300 Highland Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
What's your comment?
Good evening, Council. We are in support of previous resident who just spoke, Mr. Malloy, regarding the zoning of small plots that are planning to be built. We also live adjacent to these lots. We are new residents to Piscataway, New Jersey, homeowners in Brooklyn, New York, healthcare workers in New York City, Manhattan. And we actually were intrigued by Piscataway Township, by its wonderful reviews online and other residents who we know who have left Brooklyn and New York City for larger size areas in Piscataway. The construction and building of this housing will crowd our residences and homes. There is sufficient space and area within the vicinity to construct these homes, and also will cause overcrowding as well as, for example, additional vehicles, additional traffic within the area, additional population to the area. And as mentioned, there is sufficient area and lot size to construct these homes. So we also are asking the council's consideration on reconsidering this decision as far as maintaining lot size of 100 and 100 and not decreasing lot sizes to 75 by 100 for these plans. Thank you very much for your attention and consideration with this matter.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Ahmed. Hello? Mr. Ahmed? Yes, phone number 9690. Please state your name and address, please. Can you hear me? Hello? Mr. Ahmed, can you hear me? Hello? Hi. If you want to speak anything, you just raise your hand and hit star 6 and unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi. My name is Pratik. My address is 29 Redbud Road. Can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah,
ahead.
I just have general comment as the previous two members of the town mentioned in terms of just general zoning. This is a consideration for the council to make sure that Piscataway remains like as a suburban town. And the zoning ordinance that I guess follows for the next decade ensures that vibrancy, that it doesn't get overcrowded. In a sense, like we don't want to build another New York City by reducing land size and improving building size. The town is just a suburb, and I guess to a certain extent, it has farmland, it has buildings, and it has sufficient land to people density. And any future ordinances that comes in front of the council, I would just like to consider that those gets reviewed first, and certain zoning considerations to have at least two car garages, plenty of parking for guests coming in and out, and all of that are considered before just people crowding by packing more square feet and less land and just converting into some metro kind of area. Thank you. That's just a general comment.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, Mr. Ahmad, can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Brian Reck, 1247 Brookside Road again. Just before I begin, as a general tech support thing, I see a couple people are trying to join with video and on their computer, and I just want to point out to them that they have to call in via phone number. Unmuting on the app won't work. Onto my point here. I'd like to object to this zoning ordinance as well. I'm not sure why the town is going ahead and prohibiting cannabis dispensaries. The legalization in New Jersey hasn't actually been signed, so I'm not sure how we can preemptively know that these are going to be a mistake and we shouldn't do that. It looks like we're missing out on a 2% tax from any sales on them, so I'm not sure why we would go about and just ban them preemptively. That was it. Thanks.
You are muted.
Thank you. Hello. Hi, Mr. Daniel. Can you hear me? Hello. Okay, on public portion, you have only 3 minutes for one time only. Thank you. Okay, so there is no raise hand. I want to close the portion, public portion. And I,
Mr. Chairman, Jim Clarkin, Assistant Township Attorney. I'd like to offer a few comments to the council before they vote, if that's possible.
Thank you. Yes.
I'll start first with Mr. Malloy's comments concerning the lots owned by the Macedonia Church. First, he indicated that it was in the best interest of the town to leave the zoning alone. He was concerned that we might be destabilizing our housing density. I think the council should know that the number of additional homes is minor. We're only talking about two. Secondly, Mr. Malloy indicated that this could have a negative impact on real estate values. He did not indicate he was a real estate broker or appraiser qualified to make a professional opinion, but I think what's more important is that our historic experience in other neighborhoods has been that this type of increased density stabilizes or increases property values. Thirdly, he said there was simply no need to rezone, but we've been utilizing a strategy in other neighborhoods like School Street, Water Street, where we target underutilized areas or neighborhoods where we believe new homes would spark knockdown and rebuilds of other properties or improvements to existing homes. And we have found that that strategy has been successful. I'll move on to the second public comment about overcrowding. My response to that is simply we have many neighborhoods in our township that have 7,500 square foot lots. As to the third comment from Mr. Petit from Redwood Road, hey, we're not New York City. We're not creating or proposing to create 25-foot lots like you see in New York City or Brooklyn, where I grew up. I also found it interesting that Mr. Petit lives on Redbud, which has much higher density than the R75 that we are proposing. And I offer those comments to the council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jim. What I offer?
Is this Councilman Khan? I'll second it.
Okay. Please hear that. Please roll call, please.
Sure. That was an offer by Councilwoman Cahill and a second by Councilman Khan. Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard, can you unmute yourself so I can hear your vote? Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Sidney. Item number 8, consent agenda for regulation. For efficiency, items have been considered into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The material for this item have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that council would like to remove from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted or separately?
None, thank you.
Thanks. Do I offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you.
Second, Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Ms. Suda.
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilman Khan.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Earn?
Yes.
Council President Shaw?
Yes. Okay, item number 9, announcement and comment from the official. Jim Bullard. Mr. Bullard? Ms. Cahill.
Thank you, Council President. I'd like to just take a moment to say a few words that we are in Black History Month, and I know lots of folks out there who have highlighted somebody from the past whose shoulders we all stand on, who've made way. Maybe she's someone who is always looked upon, but she is female. She's African American, and that is Rosa Parks. I've seen some things there out on social media that commented as she was sitting on that bus, and it looked like a picture of a woman who is just out to head to a fine dinner or something to speak, but she was changing the world. And I would like to raise up Rosa Parks as a woman who I would like to aspire to be. And also for folks, this Sunday is Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day. Let's treat our Valentines and those around us with much love and consideration. And thank you for the time, Council President.
Thank you. Mr. Kahn.
I have no comments, Council President, other than to say that I enjoyed and agree with the comments from Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Michelle Lombardi.
Yes, I would like to thank all of those people working at our Department of Public Works during the last few snowstorms for keeping the town moving and working tirelessly to get things done. We have had a couple of exceptional snowstorms, and I commend them for their hard work. And happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thank you. Chanel McCollum.
Thank you, Council President. Again, echo Councilwoman Cahill's comments. It's Black History Month, so just want to remind everyone of that. On Saturday, February 20th, from 10:30 to 12:30, the library is having their second annual African-American read-in. So anyone who might be interested, please feel free to participate. So just wanted to remind everyone of that. And secondly, happy Valentine's Day. And last but not least, please continue to social distance and wear your mask. So that's it. Thanks, Council President.
Thank you. So, Frank Kahn.
Yes, I'd just like to echo Michelle Lombardi's words about the DPW with the last two snowstorms. I think they did a heck of a job in the entire town, even on the callbacks. So with areas that were needed to, they went back and they took care of it. And I just want to also wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Frank. I have same echo with other my councils for the DPW great job on last weekend and Monday and Tuesday also. And happy Valentine to everybody. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to, I know a lot of the council members are aware that our former volunteer planning board and zoning board member, Paul Carlton, had passed away. Paul was a volunteer for 30-plus years, donating time to the town as a planning official, and he was heavily involved in the State Planning Association. And on behalf of the council and myself, send our condolences to Paul's family on his loss. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Business Administrator Tim Desi.
Yeah, just want to note for the agenda session, the first resolution for the contract amendment is actually mislabeled from the NEDA computer system. It's our community services building on Sydney Road. So that's what we'll be looking for the change in the contract for $6,800.
Okay, thank you. Town Attorney Kaji Gomer.
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. So, item number 10, agenda session for February 23rd, 2021. Resolution attorney authorizing contract amendment 1, Italian American Club Resolution Innovation, Neta Architect not to exit 6800. Resolution authorizing return for cash bond 97 Doyle LLC Block 2904 or lot 7397 Doyle Street. Resolution designating SW Investor LLC as conditional redeveloper and authorizing exclusion of conditional redevelopment agreement Block 5203 lot 1-01, 5-01, 16.01 and 19.01. Resolution authorizing award of Master Energy State Agreement for Township of Piscataway Municipal Building Electricity. And motion accept Council meeting minutes of December 1, 8, and 15, 2020. Okay. Council, any if this matter, if you have any question or comments?
No, no, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, item number 11, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it's your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which you make your comments. The council or administrator will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, just wanted to make an additional comment for the audience. Whoever's logged into their computers, please, if you want to speak, please raise your hand from the phone number or the phone that you're dialing in on, so by pressing star 9. We see hands raised from a computer login. Unfortunately, we can't. That doesn't seem to allow us to unmute the right number. We don't know what that number is connected to. So please press star on your phone.
The host will be informed that you would like to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Raj. Yes, phone number last is 0342. Yes, last digit 0342. Please state your name and address, please. Last four digit 0342. Please state your name and address.
My address is 5257 Ludlow Street, and my name is Janae Daniel. I was trying to piece earlier when the voting was going on. However, I did not receive the proper instructions in order to be unmuted. That's why I was raising my hands. But I have been a resident of Piscataway for over 33 years. I live at 5257, and I was agreeing with Mr. Malloy on his comments on leaving the lot size R10 and not R7.5, since there's not enough room to build on the land for the homes for the proposed project. I do appreciate you for listening to my comments at this time.
Thank you.
Hello, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road again. I'd just like to, we obviously had some technical issues from not being able to join via computer. I'm just wondering if that has been, if the council has thought about enabling that anymore, or if we're just going to continue to not let people give public comment to zoning measures that are passed.
You are muted.
Raj, given the town's attorney. They easily
you have
call
been
in,
muted by
I
the meeting host and cannot unmute yourself.
So they just need to press star 9 as indicated multiple times throughout the meeting. So there's no issue with them not being able to provide comment. In regard to the meeting. meeting format. You know, we're working on, you know, moving that forward.
Yes. Phone number 7604. Please state your name and address, please.
Stacy Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, Scataway. Good evening. Like millions of Americans, I watched today's impeachment trial of Donald Trump and saw the video insurrectionists force their way into the Capitol building. And as I watched that violence and hatred, I was struck again by the language choice Mr. Waller made at our last council meeting, where he said I was going to, quote, hold the zoning board hostage, unquote, at its upcoming meeting. In the aftermath of what is being described as the most violent attack in our Capitol in nearly 200 years, it is grossly irresponsible for Mr. Waller to use incendiary rhetoric like hostage-taking to describe people attending a public meeting. He owes me, and more importantly, the public at large, an apology for several reasons. First, Mr. Waller's words matter. He knows it, and everybody else on this phone knows it, or Zoom, or whatever it is that you're trying to do. After all, these are the same people, council members and Mr. Waller, who rightly passed a resolution calling for the removal of former President Trump. As we all saw today, he did not go to the Capitol himself. Trump's hateful rhetoric and words incited other people to act. Either Trump should have been removed for the actions that resulted from his words, or words don't matter. But Mr. Waller and members of the council can't be on both sides. And in fact, they have already committed themselves to the idea that words can't simply be brushed off as descriptive. He said what he said, and so did the mayor. Arguments like he didn't mean it that way or he wasn't being serious are exactly the semantic arguments Trump used to gaslight the world for over 4 years, and they surely should not be repeated by our local leaders. Second, Mr. Waller showed his utter disdain for members of the public. This meeting, the zoning board meeting, planning board meetings are all open to the public under the law. The officials running them should welcome the participation of neighbors who are interested in what's happening in our town and not have anything to hide. By calling public participation in a lawful, completely routine process as hostage-taking, Mr. Waller has demeaned the process. Why is he and all of you, and by extension your appointees, so afraid of the public? What are you hiding from everyone that makes you unwilling to be visible on this Zoom, to broadcast your meetings, to encourage people to participate in an actual dialogue about what's happening in our town? Real leadership comes from the strength of ideas and the ability and willingness to articulate them. Real leaders welcome differences of opinion, and they welcome open discussion and honest debate. Even in a campaign, you all refuse to debate. I'm sure the offer still stands, though. More importantly, Mr. Waller's remarks aren't intended just for me. They're really intended to bully other people from standing up for themselves and to discourage anyone from speaking truth to power. They're a signal that if you speak out or stand up, the mayor will try to make a public example out of you. It's really shameful that our elected officials are so afraid of a group of volunteers working together to make our community better. Democracy belongs to all of us, and none of us will be bullied by you. The real star of Groundhog Day is Mr. Waller, doing the same thing over and over again, never changing and never learning from the past. Instead of engaging in a constructive dialogue, he belittles himself and the office he holds by using his bully pulpit to be an actual bully. We know exactly what happens when bullies remain unchecked and their ad hominem attacks go unanswered. We won't allow that to happen here in our community or on our watch.
Thank you, Ms. Berger. Yes. Last four is 3801. Please state your name and address, please. Last four digit 3801. Okay. Last four digit 9095. Please state your name and address, please.
Hi, good evening. This is Syed. I was trying to speak on the earlier issue about subdividing the land over here, like to the Macedonian church, to 75 by 100.
Excuse me. Can you share your address, please?
Yeah, my name is Syed Ahmed, and my address is 399 Highland Avenue, Piscataway.
Go ahead.
Now, I second what Mr. Malloy said and the other neighbors stated over here about subdividing the land. In addition to that, I would like to add that there are about three churches in this vicinity, actually four churches close by, which are already having parking issue, parking all over on the Highland Avenue and the neighboring street overflowing. In addition to that, there is the school that is next to the church. Whenever they are having an event, there is an overflow of vehicles. So if we are increasing the density of this this neighborhood, it will create further parking issue. And for that reason, and what Mr. Malloy and the other neighbors stated, I also would like the council to reconsider the decision to subdivide the land into 75 by 100. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lennon. Okay. 9690. Last four digit, 9690. State your name.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik again from 29 Redwood Road. Two things I would like to comment on the previous zoning when the gentleman mentioned about Redwood Road. Redwood Road was built around 80s. And over a period of time, I've seen many residents come and go. The car density has gone up. Yet the design and planning of this particular neighborhood was so great that despite the rise in car density, we can still drive two-way easily, can still park on the street, and it has not created any issues in terms of compromising in our living standards. So by that means, I mean, that whoever the developer was, in my books, I think he should be commended for doing an awesome job and having such a great vision that it still holds good in 2020. The second comment that I would like to make, and I second what Ms. Berger said, and this is comment for Mr. Bullard. I sent an email last, I guess, 2 weeks back or right after the meeting. Did he get a chance to forward that email to every council member, or was that email read? That's a question.
Mr. Pratik, that email copy, we get all the council people get that copy.
Okay, so I'm sure you would have gone through the details that was expressed in that email, and at least some thought or introspection would be required moving forward as all these meetings are conducted. And I'm very happy that we have advocacy represented by Ms. Berger today, who really keeps... She's not challenging. She's actually keeping you guys honest, and you should be thankful that there is a voice of opposition, a genuine and a loyal voice of opposition that is balancing the roles of government, governance, and making a difference in this town.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Andrew Morse. You've raised your hand on the computer, I think. Please raise your hand through your phone, star 9, so we know which phone you're connected to so we can unmute it. Thank you.
Okay, now in this public portion, if anybody wants to say anything, comment or question, please press star 9 and raise your hand. Thank you. Yes. Last 4 digits, 4254. State your name and address, please.
Yes, hi there. This is Andrew Morris, 410 Highland Avenue, Piscataway. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good. Oh, boy, it's real trouble trying to get in. That's a true statement there. I'm calling about the property that talked about being subdivided on Highland and Roosevelt. As you guys may or may not know, there's been a long history regarding that property. Initially, it was supposed to be, it was up to the zoning committee for the subdivision, and that was back in November and then December. That got postponed somehow, and then now suddenly we find that it's with the town council. Can someone explain how did it get to the town council meeting when it was with the zoning meeting, and then suddenly it's town council meeting? Hello?
Hi, Mr. Morris. If you could just finish your 3 minutes, and then I'll respond to that. We just want to make sure everybody has the 3 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So basically, I would ask everyone to please be mindful that right on the town's website, it says that we are, that Piscataway is a proud and diverse community. And that's a true statement of that. So I appreciate that very, very much so. And we all know that when you have smaller plots and multiple homes on smaller plots, it does devalue the neighborhood, the community area. So I'm asking the town council, I might have dialed in, I couldn't get in any earlier, before you come to a final decision on thing, to remember that this can be like a systemic devaluation of an area where we have smaller lots and more homes in that area, on that lot. I would ask the town council to please send it back to the zoning committee, let them discuss the variances of 100 by 100, and let them go and build very beautiful, nice houses here in Piscataway. We are all in favor of that in the community, and we don't know how it got, why it would have to be changed zoning-wise totally to 75, 100, when 100 by 100, and there's plenty of land there to do it and to keep the quality of Piscataway high. So we
thank
don't
you
want
very
this
much.
To be a system. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Ms. Morris, this is Raj Kumar. I said I'd respond to the previous one. So in regard to it going to the zoning board, any applications would have to be reviewed by the zoning board anyway. In regard to this ordinance, the zoning board has a period of time to make comment, and then we move towards second reading, so between first and second reading. But regardless, any applications for any of those properties would have to go in front of the zoning board. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj. Okay. So, okay. So there is no raise the hand. So public portion is closed. So item number 12, adjournment.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilwoman McCollum.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Goodbye.